This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College ground, the PM said it is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched. The Prime Minister said the NDA government is committed to ensuring inclusive and all-round development in Andhra Pradesh. He said Swarna Andhra Pradesh 2047 is integral to Viksit Bharat 2047. The PM said that the Krishnapatnam Industrial Park City will bring in thousands of crores in investment and ensure development of Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh. Earlier after arrival in Visakhapatnam, Mr. Modi held a roadshow along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan. Later, Prime Minister Modi arrived in Bhubaneswar last evening to attend the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention. He will formally inaugurate the convention at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar this morning. In Tirupati, in a tragic incident, 6 people have reportedly died last evening in a stampede at the token-issuing counter for the Vaikuntha Ekadashi Darshanam scheduled for 10 to 12 January. 20 people have been hospitalized due to injuries. This incident has happened in Tirupati town of Andhra Pradesh and not on the hilltop of Tirumala where the temple is located. PM Modi has expressed grief over the stampede. In a social media post, he said his thoughts are with those who have lost their near and dear ones. He added that the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. Meanwhile, State Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu also expressed deep anguish about the incident. The TTD chairperson B.R. Naidu, who condoled the deaths, said that the CM has reviewed the situation through teleconference and will visit Tirupati today. The Director General of Police and Chief Secretary of Andhra Pradesh, along with district officials, are closely reviewing the situation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of Maldives, Mohammad Ghassan Maumoon, reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects, yesterday. They also held bilateral talks in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, both the sides reasserted firm commitment to work closely in realising the joint vision for India-Maldives' comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. The Defence Minister reaffirmed India's readiness to support the Maldives in capability enhancement for defence preparedness, including provisioning of defence platforms and assets to augment its capacities as per its national priorities and in line with New Delhi's Neighbourhood First policy. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on two bills related to One Nation, One Election was held in New Delhi yesterday. The bills are officially named as the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill, 2024, and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill, 2024. Talking to the media, committee chairperson BJP MP PP Chaudhary said that the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society or from judiciary, or political parties. He added that together with all members, the committee will decide to proceed further after taking inputs from everyone. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology announced that India AI, an independent business division under the Digital India Corporation, has signed an MOU with Microsoft to drive the adoption and development of artificial intelligence in India. As part of the MOU, Microsoft and India AI will skill 5 lakh individuals, including students, educators, developers, government officials and women entrepreneurs by 2026. They will set up AI productivity labs in 20 national skill training institutes across 10 states to train 20,000 educators and empower 1 lakh students with foundational AI courses in 200 industrial training institutes. The Ministry of Railways said that Jammu-Srinagar Vande Bharat Express between Katra to Srinagar will start running soon. The train will have 8 coaches and cover the journey merely 3 hours 10 minutes. The ministry said that final safety inspection of 111-kilometre long Banihal-Katra section in the newly constructed Jammu division have also commenced and expects to operate trains from later this year. The ministry informed that Jammu station is also being redeveloped for equipping it with 8 platforms and modern amenities. Union Minister of State for Aviation Muralidhar Mohol said that the new terminal of Prayagraj Airport will start functioning by 15 January. The Union Minister of State said this after an inspection of Prayagraj Airport and a review meeting with the officials in Prayagraj yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.